Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. And today is a big day in the history of rock and roll music. In fact, one of the biggest days, really. It's the anniversary of Woodstock, 1969. It's 47 years ago. I think my... I think my next guest on the phone can't believe it. It's Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hi there. Hi. Pretty incredible. It seems impossible that it could be that long ago. But we're approaching the 50th, and you know what will happen then.
Yeah,
we'll have a reunion. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be a big deal.
Hopefully.
I'm not sure. Not so many people still alive, really.
I know. I'm hanging on.
Oh, no. I saw you play at the Grammy Museum last week.
Oh, great.
And you are full of beans, Melanie.
Aww.
Yeah, it was a...
Well, thank you. I'm still out there. I'm still doing it. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it was a great night of songs and storytelling as well. Those of us that weren't there but sort of grew up in the shadow of it, really, were, I mean, it's just a, it's, I'm addicted to those kinds of stories. Will you tell us a little bit about, what were you doing before Woodstock?
Well, let's see, I was actually in England, and, my career started in Europe, France, and England. In England, they thought I was French, and in France, they thought I was British. Huh. And I was there was kind of like an industry buzz. My husband, who was my record producer, was from the Ukraine, and he always said I sounded European, so he thought we should promote me over there. And I was there, I was writing a film score. I didn't really think that, I just never felt pretty, you know, so I didn't think I was the type of person who could ever be a celebrity. And I was there very happily writing a film score with John Cameron, and I thought that would be the direction my career would take, and I was very happy to be behind the scenes. And I had, before I left for England, I had told the people they were in our office building. My husband had an office in the same building as some of the organizers of Woodstock. And at that time, it was called an Aquarian Exposition.
Yeah.
And I thought it sounded like, you know, a little pastoral picnic in a park upstate on a farm, you know, with families and picnic blankets, yeah, and arts and crafts.
Right.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that would be nice. I'd really like to do that. And so I was in at the get-go, and we were really debating whether I should go back to do this, because there I was in the studio with the London Symphony Orchestra, and this was going great guns, so I didn't know if I should go back. And so we decided Peter, my husband, would stay and work on the film score and the production, and I would go back to do this little thing. And my mom picked me up. We went to, she just started driving, and then we hit traffic, and the rest is history. You know,
so that, was that the point when
I
you realized?
Finally made it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you, was that the point at which you finally you realized this is going to be a lot, there's going to be a lot of people here. This is not a little dinky art festival.
No, not a dinky art festival. Well, there were no festivals. There was nothing to, you know, judge from before. You know, it wasn't like, it was very, very few. There was, you know, there was that big one in Altamont.
Right,
and,
famous,
Yeah, but that, it wasn't, you know, touted as anything like that. This was a peace and love thing. And so, you know, nobody knew what to expect. So I got to the hotel finally, and they ushered me to a helicopter, and I started going toward the helicopter, and at the entrance, a man stopped us and said, "Who's she?" And I said, "Oh, it's my mother, you know." And so I didn't have the savvy to say, you know, "She's my roadie" or something, you know. But and he's, "Oh, no moms, sorry mom, bye bye mom." And that was that. And I got on a helicopter by myself and descended that sea of people. I didn't even know what that was. I looked down from the helicopter and I asked the pilot, "What is that?" And he said, "That's people." I said, no, I mean, that's stuff down there." He said, "No, that's people." It couldn't be. We're too far from the site for it to be people. And he said, "No, that's people." And then I really was in terror.
Wow, yeah. Because you knew you were going to go on stage in front of those people later on that night.
I know. And then when I saw the stage, even from the air, it was like this football field, you know. And I had never been on a stage that was any bigger than a, you know, 8x10 or something. And here I was, oh, no. And so I was actually in disbelief. And until I got there, and then I was led to my little tent, and Richie Havens was on when I got there, and I assumed I would be next, and then I would go home, and hopefully I'd be alive, you know. That's how it happened. But I got ushered to my little tent with a box and a dirt floor, yeah. And I spent a whole day in that tent, waiting to be called. And every once in a while, someone would come over and say, "You're on next." And then they would say, "Never mind." Or I might hear somebody else singing or playing, and I would know it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And so I spent that day like that until it started to rain. And really, the whole day I was thinking, if God has any mercy, I will be released from this. I won't have to do it. Something will happen. They will take me away, and I won't have to do this. Or maybe I can just disappear into the crowd. I almost did that, actually, but and never to be seen again or something.
Yeah.
But in this, and then when it started to rain, I thought, "Oh, it's raining. It's raining. People are going to go home now. Of course they're going to go home. It's raining. Of course they're not going to stay here, right? Of course they're going to go home." And then someone said, "You're on next," only this time it wasn't a false alarm. It was the truth. And right before I went on, it was Wavy Gravy made some sort of announcement about his hog farm passing out thousands of candles to keep a light, you know, something inspirational. And and when I got on the stage, I was there for this lighting of candles. And forever after, I was associated with the lighting of things.
Yeah, and of course you wrote the song "Candles in the Rain." That was inspired by that.
Well, I haven't written it yet. When I was leaving Woodstock, I had the anthemic part in my head, the chorus, you know. But I hadn't written the song yet. I didn't perform it there for sure.
No.
You know, I didn't write it yet. It was about Woodstock. In fact, all the people in the music record label said, "Call the song Woodstock," because, you know, it'll indicate to all those people. And I said, no, it's called "Candles in the Rain," because that's what it was about. Those candles and that feeling of people and togetherness and humanity. So it was "Candles in the Rain."
Well, you've always been fiercely independent, and you've always done your own thing, regardless of what record companies want to do or business wants to do. And I really respect you for that, Melanie. And if I can dig out that song, let me have a look, see if I've got it here. "Candles in the Rain." Yes, when we go off the air, I'm going to play that song, all 7 minutes and 38 seconds of it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's another thing. They wanted me to cut the record. You know, there was a formula, 2 minutes and 48 seconds or something.
Yeah.
And and it couldn't be any longer. And I said, no, no, it has to be the whole 7-8 minutes, whatever it was, because it has such magic, because it stops and it then starts up
That's
again.
Right.
And I mean, we just, that magic studio moment happened, and it was caught on the tape, and Peter is really the one who made that happen. But there is an odd little story that accompanies that long version. It's actually not the content of the song, but the length of the song assisted a whole platoon in Vietnam back to friendly lines, because they were caught behind enemy lines and they lost radio contact. And that song was playing, and for that whole 8 minutes, they followed that song back to safety. And I met the people many, many years later, and they have children, and they were thanking me about saving their lives.
Goodness me. Wow, there you go. Well, that's a great reason to let DJs and musicians do what they want. Well, I'm very lucky here.
That's it.
Because I can do what I want, and I can play it 3 times in a row if I want, and nobody bothers me.
Well, great. Play my new stuff. I have a Ragamuffin CD out.
Ragamuffin, I'm going to write that down because I don't have it in the system, but I will get it and we'll play the new stuff. And you know what? We'd love to get you down here for a gig, actually. I think Laguna would love to see you, Melanie, so I'm going to talk to you.
You know, I have been resisting California for so long.
Really?
And for some reason, it's calling me, you know? And everyone said I should live in Laguna, so...
Well, we'd love to have
you.
And we, you know, we are an independent radio station, and we absolutely do what we like, and we seem to have managed to stay alive just by virtue of the fact that people like our taste.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing, because everything is Clear Channel, so it is really amazing. You must be one of the five.
Right. Well, you know, we're lucky to have the kind of town we have, and you know, we got, it's kind of a bohemian kind of place, and also people with some money who are happy to keep us alive by making donations, so we're grateful to them, you know.
Great. Well, keep donating. Thank you.
Hey, Melanie, thanks so much for talking. I really would love to talk to you all day, but obviously you've got to keep things moving. But I am going to play that track right now, and I'll stay in touch with you and see if we can get you down here for a gig. We'd love to have you.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.